First and Second Thessalonians are my favorite scriptures. And the reason is that it gives us a word of hope and a word of encouragement. Apostle Paul preached to the Thessalonians during his second trip, missionary trip in Thessalonica, which is now Greece. He preached all about Jesus Christ. And as he preached to them, this is very interesting. The word of God was through these people. It was at work through the people of Thessalonica. Just the last month of September, we were witnessing Hurricane Ian, which came to North Carolina. We saw the power line getting off. We saw some side effects of Hurricane Ian coming through. For some of us, we lost the electricity. Some of us, like in my case, my son was in a car wreck, my wife was in a car wreck. All this is because of Ian Hurricane came through us. And you know what? When the word of God come through us, there are always some impact. We can feel it, that the work of God is working at us, through us. When Paul preached to the Thessalonians, he wrote these two epistles only 15 years after Jesus Christ returned to heaven. And his message was all about the return of Jesus Christ. So as he preached to them, the word of God was well accepted there, but we see when you read the historical background of this story that there were people who were mad, who were furious about Paul, to the point that Paul has to be kept in the house of Jason. It's not our Jason here, but Jason, who lived in the first century, they kept Paul in his house, and Jason has to pay a bond for him to be released because people did not, some of them did not like the message Paul preached to them. But to those who accept this word, the word of God went through them. When we read 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6, Paul says this, we, he uses we because it includes Silas and he includes Timothy when writing this epistle, which is also a letter. We and the Lord were your examples. You followed us. You welcomed our message. Even when you were suffering terribly, you welcome it with the joy the Holy Spirit gives. They welcomed the word of God, and the word of God was at work through them because they welcome it. And as I read this, I ask myself, how do you welcome the word of God in our lives? Is the word of God at work through us? If it does, we can see some of the positive stuff in our lives. As we have seen Hurricane Ian coming through, we see the power line, the trees falling down on the road. We see in this church that despite the tribulations they faced, persecution they faced, they remained resilient to the word of God. They did not give up. Their hope was to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. we are also waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. It gives us hope. During my sermons to most of funeral homes, or when I go to comfort people who lost loved one, I always quote 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 13 to 18. Because it gives us hope. Paul says, do not mourn like those who have no hope. The Lord will come back. He's coming back to give us hope. We're not facing the persecution that this church faced during the first century, but we have our problems as well. Health can be a problem to us. So many situations, loss of loved one, can be persecution in your life. But again, Paul, when he found this church, he stayed there for 3 weeks. He wanted to go back, but the devil prevented him to go. He sent Timothy to go there. Timothy came up with good report. Hey, because of what we preached there, we see the faith of these people growing and growing. We thank God that despite what they were facing, despite the torture, despite crucifixion, despite the beating, the faith of this church, because of the word of God, went through, was at work through them. Their faith was growing higher and higher. Second thing Paul says here, that when Timothy visited this church, he can see the love among people, love among the believers, one and another. I ask myself, is Tim today has to visit our church, what would he say about our love in our community, in our respective churches? Do we have love one another? Remember, when Jesus Christ will come back, I will not be a pastor in heaven. Mark will be a jobless in heaven. But the only thing that we can keep is love. Amen? We can keep love, only love, which is more precious. So people, Tim saw love among these people. And he brought the report to Paul. Paul was thanking them. Paul was pleased, praising the Lord, gave them some even word of encouragement. Second Thessalonians, when Paul preached to them about the second coming, some of them believed that it's going to be in a matter of 2 days, a week, or a month. So people stopped working. Why should I go to work when Jesus Christ is coming back? So Paul has to write them again and say, hey, I don't want you to be lazy. Keep working. No one knows when the Lord will come back. No one. We just have to be prepared. Paul wrote the second Thessalonians to correct some of the misunderstanding going on in the church. But one thing I like as I read this, Paul only gave them words of encouragement. Paul did not say, hey, what's wrong with you guys? Since when I preached about Jesus Christ coming in weeks or 2 days? Since when? He did not blame them. The only word he gave them is words of encouragement. Here we are. I like to see many words of encouragement, because the word of encouragement can only build someone. In our respective churches, instead of criticizing someone, instead of, oh, why this person did do this, why this is slack enough in our program, we have to use words of encouragement as Paul did. When you look at the two verses, I'm sorry because of the time, Paul is praising the Lord that these people, that the new believer, can be worthy of his call. Are we worthy of the call of Jesus? How are we waiting for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? How is the state of our faith? What about our love? Is our love growing among ourselves? Paul preached to that, and the message was relevant then. This message is still relevant today in our congregation. I pray that the Lord will continue to touch us, and then our faith as we're waiting for the Lord coming, that the word of God will continue to work at us, through us, and we will see some of the good work coming as a result of this good work, word of God coming through us. May the Lord continue to bless his word for his own glory. Amen.